are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all. I hope you're energetic. I hope you are good to go. Got a lot to talk about. All right, Obamacare again made a little faux pas in terms of demanding that everybody covers birth control. I'm sure you heard that there is now a huge controversy going on between religious-affiliated hospitals and social service agencies and colleges, et cetera, and the demand for them to cover birth control, whether they believe in it or not, for their employees. And we're going to talk about that. Can they? Should they? What did the government do? And where do you go from here? So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how kids are probably more at risk for obesity if dad is chubby versus the mom. Okay? So, you know, moms, you know, a lot of us, we get big tushies after we have kids, you know. But if dad is heavy, your kids could be heavy. So we need to talk about that. Also, it looks like they want to change the diagnose or the definition of autism. And they want to possibly narrow it down to the point that many people that are already getting social services and funds are going to be cut. Are they doing that on purpose? Or, you know, are they really trying to redefine something that's 17 years old in terms of a definition? So we got a lot to talk about. But I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, I guess, you know, I follow things really closely with what's going on in Great Britain. And the latest news is they are so short on medical staff over there that they think they need to bring in the army. Really, they think they need to bring in the army. Look, I don't sit here and complain about the Patient Care and Affordable Health Care Act. I know some of you don't like me calling it Obamacare. I'm sorry, but it's a heck of a lot easier than saying the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't sit here and complain about it because I got nothing better to do and I don't like the liberals. That's not why I do it. I do it because the further this goes, the closer we're going to become to healthcare England. And I don't want healthcare England. Great Britain, beautiful country, but I don't want to become healthcare England. I don't want our system to be that system. Really, they're going to have to call in the army. Well, okay, a lot to talk about. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. Tweet me. Message me. I try to get to all of you. And, all right, let's rock and roll. So, you know, many people that are fans of the Affordable Health Care Act were really fans of this one aspect where any FDA-approved contraception drugs and devices, morning after pill, et cetera, will have to be covered by insurance with no copay and no deductible. Okay? So I believe as of this year, 2012, healthcare plans will have to cover preventative services, no copay, nothing. So, you know, when you hear that, you're like, well, good. I mean, if you're spending a couple hundred dollars a month on healthcare, you might as well have, I mean, employer subsidized healthcare. I know most of our healthcare plans are way more than that. But employer subsidized healthcare, great, it's going to cover birth control, yay. Yay, it's going to, you know, prevent unwanted pregnancy. So, okay, this is, again, my theme of the Democrats come up with nice ideas, but then nobody thinks it through. Okay? So what's happening now is religious affiliated hospitals, and there's many of them, I'm sure most cities, you know, from where you're listening, you have them, colleges, social service agencies, even employers that may be of a, I guess, personal belief, all right, they're having a big problem with this, all right, why should they buy a product for their employees or for themselves and spend money on something that will then allow this to be free? They want it and out. Okay, so the Obama administration said, you're not gutting out on this one. I mean, a church can be, you know, can be excluded and have an exemption. You know, maybe a synagogue could or, you know, but just because you're religiously affiliated, no, doesn't mean you're out. So we're going to give you a year to get your act together. We'll give you a year exemption, but then you need to cover birth control. Now, all right, this is where they didn't think it through. Well, a lot of these religious-affiliated hospitals, these Catholic hospitals, duh, all right, what if they don't believe in birth control? How many hospitals are Catholic-based? A lot. They say at least 1 to 2 million people who work for religious-affiliated institutions may be affected by this. So the employers, rather than go against their beliefs, you know, in terms of birth control, are going to just say, well, then I'm just going to not offer insurance. I'll take the fine. So here we go. Another group saying, I'm going to take the fine. Now, what was the whole purpose again of the Affordable Health Care Act? It was for everybody to be insured. They wanted all Americans insured. Well, it sounds to me like more and more Americans or employers are taking the fine. So if these Catholic-based hospitals and these colleges or Catholic colleges, et cetera, and it could be, you know, also non-Catholic, there could be other religious groups or groups that are anti-birth control, okay, or the morning after pill specifically. If they don't want to cover this type of healthcare plan, again, they're opting out, taking the fine. Here you have millions of people still not having health insurance. Again, you know, the government cannot mandate these things. And again, why is your healthcare destiny in the employer's hands? All right, because I know people are thinking, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous. If you work for a Catholic hospital, you don't get your birth control covered. That's not fair. Well, you're right. It's not fair for an employer to make a decision. If you want birth control and you're paying for that particular health insurance, you should get the products you want, despite your employer's religious beliefs. All right? But remember, the employer has to pay. And the employer, if the employer doesn't want to pay a certain price for health insurance because it covers free birth control, they also have a right to that too. Government can't tell them to buy a product they're religiously opposed to. So where does that put everybody? Again, employee against employer. This relationship is going to really be strained. If you think it's bad now, it's going to get worse. Don't go away. We got more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we're discussing the Obama administration's extension, all right, of about a year for religious institutions to comply. Now, we're not talking about church, mosques, and synagogues. We're talking about Catholic hospitals, maybe organizations that are related to religions, et cetera, which it seems to be an amount such that they employ about 1 to 2 million people. So we're talking about religious affiliated employers and their 1 to 2 million employees. And the Obama administration has now granted a one-year extension for these companies to comply with the 2012 initiation of that part of the Obamacare law where they have to cover birth control. Now, I know it's an issue for many people, probably a lot more than who they're giving credit to. Me, as a doctor, I have no problem with birth control. I have no problem with it. Not a big fan of the morning after, not a big fan, but I've had to prescribe it. I would never do RU-480, would never perform an abortion. But, you know, in terms of birth control, I'm not Catholic, so I don't have a problem prescribing it. Remember, there was a huge issue with doctors years ago where doctors were like, why do I even have to prescribe it if I don't want to? And patients were getting upset because they're like, look, you know, I'm going to a doctor, you know, I pay a copay, and then he won't give me birth control. He can't, you know, put his beliefs on mine. And my answer to that was, well, then the doctor really shouldn't collect a copay. I mean, he should probably post, you know, in his office, you know, we don't prescribe birth control here. This way, before the patient even pays, they know. You know, because you are allowed to be a doctor with, you know, certain beliefs. You know, you don't have to practice what you're not comfortable with. I don't think any doctor should be, you know, forced to perform an abortion. But then you need to at least let consumers know that's not a service you provide. So they don't end up spending money having an evaluation, having a pelvic exam, et cetera, when they now have to go and find a whole nother gynecologist and start over again. All right. So this issue of birth control and it being in the medical community is not a new one. It's been around a lot, okay, until the government decides to stick their nose in and say, okay, all insurances have to cover it and all employers have to pay for an insurance company that provides it. And now you have employers going, wait, no, I'm not liking it. I'm not liking this one bit. I really don't want anything to do with birth control. Now, some people are looking at this going, no, no, no. A lot of these Catholic organizations, they're against Obamacare. They're using it as an excuse. You don't know that. You don't know. I mean, those of us with some pretty, pretty strong religious convictions about things, you know, you could believe things to any depth that you want to. I mean, there are some people that really, they believe that they are doing wrong if they have anything to do with birth control, including paying for a plan for their employers or employees. So I respect that. I respect that. If they don't want to pay for that in the insurance, well, then hopefully there's an option where you could, you know, purchase a health insurance for your employee, and then they could on their own, you know, buy birth control. But I guess what makes this a little awkward is now with Obamacare in 2012, insurance companies have to provide it. No copay, no deductible. It's a product you are giving them. It's a product that was bought, and that is what they have to comply with. So, you know, these employers that are, you know, either religious affiliated or just have personal issues with it are having a problem. And rather than President Obama saying you'll be waived, of course he couldn't say that. Remember, they need everybody putting money into the system. He said, you know what, have a year to get it together and figure it out. Okay, well, that doesn't solve the problem. I do understand January 20th, 2013, things could all be different. But that doesn't mean Obamacare is going to be repealed. It doesn't mean all these little aspects of the law are going to be completely gone within a year. So what does an employer do? Well, what the employer is going to do is pay the fine. Now, going back, again, we've talked about this many times on the show. The whole purpose of the Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare is to get everybody health care. All right, there were 35 million, then there were 40 million, then they said there were 75 million, then it went down to 26 million. Well, the point was there were millions of people without health insurance. So President Obama rushed this through with Nancy Pelosi, Kathleen Sebelius from Health and Human Services, and they said, here you go. Here's your Obamacare. We get credit for it. We did what Bill Clinton didn't do. Yay, Obama! Yay, you're a hero, and you sing Al Green really well. Yay! No. Nobody thought it through. Now, if, let's say, these employers decide, you know what, I'm just going to take the fine. Now we have another 2 million people without insurance. Now, remember, in order for Obamacare to work, every single person, healthy or not, young or old, needs to pay into this system. Now, of course, the way Obamacare is written and designed is, employers have to pay the bulk of it. And employers are like, well, tack with this, especially in this economy, I just won't hire people or I'll take the fine. So that if your employer decides that, or your ex-employer, I should say, has decided that for you, you got to go and purchase your own insurance. And what if you don't want to? Well, then you'll probably take the fine. So more and more, I'm hearing people say, I'm going to take the fine. That's fine. I'll take the fine. You fine with that? I'm fine with that. I'm just going to take the fine. Fine. That's what many people are now going for. Well, if that's the case, where are all the healthcare dollars that are supposed to be pouring into the economy? Where are all the jobs that were supposed to be made by this? You know, when we were talking about the striking that was going on by, I believe, the nursing union in California a couple weeks ago, and the nurses were striking because they said the changes with Obamacare were going to cause the hospital to make cuts. And even though they had no problem with Obamacare, no problem with Washington, Pennsylvania Avenue, they're all good. They were going to strike the hospital because the hospital had enough money. And the hospital had enough money for some reason. They thought they knew the hospital's financials, and they said they could pay for everything, plus their $136,000 salaries each. They were RNs, okay? And the reason why the hospital agreed to cuts that were going to happen with Obamacare is because Obama promised them, you're going to have 35 million people now putting money into your hospital system. You are now going to have 35 million insured people putting healthcare dollars into the system, you're going to be rich. Patients said that too. Like, Dahlia, why wouldn't you be for Obamacare? You're going to have many more patients. I never saw it then, and I don't see it now. If people are taking the fine, if employers are taking the fine, that leaves the employees without insurance. If employers fire you because they need to keep their costs down, that still leaves you without insurance. If you can't afford health care because insurance companies really can't come up with a plan for a couple $100 a month, and it has to be $800-$900 a month to cover all the sick people getting transplants and chemotherapy and cardiac stents, you're going to still be without insurance. So I predict, and it really doesn't take a rocket scientist to predict this, I predict that we're not going to have 35 million more people becoming insured within the next few years. I predict there's going to be less, much less, because employers, as this economy still churns at snail's pace, is going to find out that maybe the fine is a heck of a lot less than being burdened with their employees' health care. Which brings me to the same point I've been bringing on the show now for 2 years, since the Obamacare, or actually almost 3 years now. Yeah, 3 years. Is why is our healthcare destiny on the weak, feeble, barely holding their office up by a thread's destiny? Why? Why does our employer, I was going so far with that analogy, I almost forgot what my noun, subject, and predicate were. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I need my third grader to help me. All right. So, you know, what I think we need to assume is we're not going to have the 35 million people we were all promised having health care all of a sudden being thrown into the system. I mean, maybe states will go bankrupt expanding Medicaid. And we won't see roads or as many police or whatever else the states have to pay for. I mean, I'm sure states are going to be scared to, you know, enough to comply. And maybe we'll have a lot more people on Medicaid. But again, Medicaid, you know, there's still not a lot of money going into the system. Remember, Medicaid doesn't pay all the time. Right? What was the statistic? 2 out of every 5 claims get paid by Medicaid. Right? Patients aren't paying. Patients are getting Medicaid, you know, free. They aren't paying $5, $10, $20 copay. So what money is going into the hospital system? So all these hospitals that agreed to cuts and all the doctors agreeing to Medicare cuts, nobody asked me, everybody agreeing to cuts is thinking, but when Obamacare kicks in, we're going to rake in the dough. Who thought that? Really? I never thought that. I never saw it. Don't believe it, people. So this is going to be extremely frustrating. This whole birth control issue, just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I mean, I didn't want to spend this much time on the show discussing this, you know, with religious employers. Because, again, it's only talking about a sliver of the millions of people in this country, 1 to 2 million. But it's just another example of government not thinking this one through. But they don't care if it fails. They just wanted the control. Which, of course, they almost need the failure to move in and control, which we've talked about too. So don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Delia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, please follow me on Facebook. This is from George. Doc, I'm one of your faithful listeners. Thank you. And drive a truck for a living. I love you guys. Honestly, XM, you've got to be my 5 a.m. Eastern XM listener. Must be, because that's when all my truckers listen. What is my biggest health risk? Okay, oh, as a trucker, what's your biggest health risk then? Because you drive a truck for a living. You know, you aren't the first one. Somebody called and asked about that about a week or two ago. Okay, so your biggest health risk. You know, it's interesting. Of course, the most, I would say, riskiest health risk for any of us that don't seem to have as active a job would be, you know, heart attack, stroke, et cetera, you know, but we're all at risk for that. Of course, those of us that aren't as active may be more at risk, but what is the most common thing I see with my truck drivers? Back pain. Hands down, back pain. The way you have to sit, the way you can't really move around, you know, arthritis, what usually helps is the movement and the lubrication of the joints, and you don't get to do that. You know, and a lot of times the way where your seat is and where your feet have to be on the gas pedal, and I don't care what you say, you may think you're relaxing, you don't. You have one leg tensed a lot of times to get ready to put on the gas or et cetera. And when I had a stick, of course, you know, you had to keep on, you know, hitting the clutch. And so even though, okay, yeah, that's some movement, the way you're poised and the way you're tensed after a while could cause an issue. Plus, you know, many of you, you got to get the wallet out of your back pocket and throw it on the dash or something. You cannot have the wallet or keys or anything like that in your back pocket because that also shifts you. You know, after a while, you get wear and tear on that chair. You know how we recommend for you to change out your mattresses when you go to sleep or, you know, at least rotate them? Well, same thing with these chairs. After a while, you get comfy, et cetera. So my recommendation would be to make sure you have a good lumbar support. Make sure, and I know it's difficult, you get out of the cab and walk around and move a little bit. Get things moved. I also recommend if you are knocked out of alignment or you do very slowly, millimeter by millimeter, year after year, start to, you know, rotate with your hips and your vertebrae, then consider a chiropractor. You know, maybe have some physical therapy, maybe some massage. So, but I would say it's funny. More commonly, back issues and arthritis issues are what I see as a primary complaint. Then the second thing I see then is the high cholesterol and then the diabetes. Because, of course, you're not moving and many times you have to eat on the run or you have to pack your lunch or you have to get, you know, food to go, fast food. And so that's the second and third. And then, of course, that could, of course, put you at risk for heart attack, stroke, et cetera. And then I think another health risk, if I'm looking at, you know, more of something secondary, is you really can't go to the doctor as much. Most of my truck drivers, you know, they're not always in the state in which they live. So if I say, all right, you got to follow up in a week for us to recheck your blood pressure and titrate up your dose, they're like, I can't. You know, I'm going to be driving through Montana or I'm going to be in Iowa. I'm going to be, no, not going to work. I'm driving cross country. Can't do it. And so many of my patients can't do the follow up. And that's very, very difficult. So many of my, you know, truckers there, they do what they can. And God bless you guys and ladies. But, you know, you just can't do that regimen. Now, you know, how often should you be seeing your doctor, whether you're a trucker or not? Well, if you have high blood pressure, and if it's in complete control, I still think you should probably check in with your doctor a couple times a year every 6 months. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's so much. I mean, really? You know, just because the older we get and the years go by faster doesn't mean your body is looking at it the same way. If you have high blood pressure, I don't think it's that unreasonable for somebody every 3 to 6 months to just kind of keep an eye on it. You could check in at home, but have your doctor take a look at it. Now, if you're uncontrolled with your high blood pressure, that's a whole other story. If your blood pressure is out of control, the doctor needs to start a medication. Then he needs to see if that medication works. Make sure there's no side effects. Make sure it's not making you too low. So depending on how high you are, he may need to see in a week, 2 weeks. Okay, then let's say you look good. I recommend a month. If you look good at the month mark, go to the 3 month. And then later, if you've been so good every 3 months, go to every 6 months. All right, so, you know, if you're a stable blood pressure patient, you know, you could probably manage, all right, getting to the doctor once every 6 months. But if you're an unstable, brand-new high blood pressure patient, uh-uh. You know, you can't. And what if you don't have health insurance? What if you can't leave your job? It gets tough. So I get you. I get that. Same thing with diabetes. If your diabetes is out of control, I like to recommend seeing you every week or every 2 weeks as we, you know, titrate up the medicine till we get you where you need to be. Once we get you where you need to be, we check in a month. Then we go to 3 months. And then some of my diabetics, I even just watch every 6 months, my real good diabetics. But most of the time, we watch you every 3 months because, you know, we have to watch your eyes and your feet, et cetera. So, you know, again, if you're out of control, we need to watch you sooner. If you're in control, you don't have to come as often. So it's, you know, it's tough. And I'm sure there's multiple other things I'm missing with my truck drivers. But I would probably say, like I said, number one complaint is the back pain. And then the number two or number three issue we see very commonly is you just can't get your blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol always under control. And also, you know, not to scare you, but for every day your cholesterol's high, your sugar's high, your blood pressure's high, it causes damage. You know, we doctors don't want to drag you in just because, just so we could rake in the money and pay off our car payment. I mean, you see what we get paid by your insurance. It's not pretty. Like, I love my police officers. I you know, have no problem seeing my police officers. I look forward to seeing them. You know, they're great guys. But truth of the matter is, their insurance is probably one of the crappier insurances. You get $5. $5-6 for seeing him. I don't mind, because hopefully I'll make it up with somebody else's insurance. But I'm not dragging you back in for that $5, okay? It's just I want to do a good job. Because if I leave your triglycerides at 275, which is 125 more than they should be, or I leave your cholesterol at 250, or I leave your blood pressure at 170 over 95, I'm not really being your doctor. All right, you go to your doctor to get yourself back on track, back on a roll. So great question, and again, God bless my truckers. You guys rock. You guys rock. Okay, so let's quickly take a look at this. So what's going on across the pond? Hospitals forced to call the Army in a desperate bid to staff their A&E, which is their accident and emergency departments. They say a hospital is so short-staffed that it had, you know, to close. We talked about this. Remember there was a hospital that had to close their department at night? Right. And then just, you know, keep their doors open during the day. Well, now they say the casualty department at Pontefract Hospital, I guess, which is a part of the NHS Trust over there, has been shut down due to shortages. But the closure has been criticized by many. And you just can't really close down, you know, your emergency room. You just can't. So now they're thinking about going to the Army. We found out for the first time that in order to look to reduce the gap, the Trust had to approach the Army to bring some medical staff in and told us they haven't had a reply from the Army. So what we're seeing in England now is if they can't staff their hospital, they don't have enough of, you know, again, why, you know, being a doctor in a socialized system isn't that enticing, right? Not to mention having enough nurses that want to go into the medical system. I mean, look, in California, some of these RNs are making $136,000. In America, I doubt they're making that in Great Britain. So they can't staff. They can't staff their emergency room. And if they can't staff, also maybe with funding, call in the Army. Why not? They got great medical staff. Right? But is that going to happen to us? I don't know. I mean, we're going down the socialized path. This really bothers me. And I'm not looking at tabloid stuff. I mean, I am following the British newspapers as we go. There's nothing fake about this. They may have to go to the Army to bring in medical staff. And if that's where they're at, I mean, that's pretty frightening stuff. No wonder there's long waits. No wonder. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where healthcare goes. It's going to be scary but interesting. All right. When we come back, more medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so they're going to now try and redefine autism. Apparently too many people have it. And too many people qualify for social services, so they need to kind of narrow it down. Let's read this here from New York Times. They say proposed changes in the definition of autism would sharply reduce the skyrocketing rate at which the disorder is diagnosed. By the way, it's now, what, 1 in 110 children, all right? And might make it harder for many people who would no longer meet the criteria to get health, educational, and social services. This new analysis suggests. They said the definition is now being reassessed by an expert panel appointed by the American Psychiatric Association, which is completing work on the fifth edition of the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Apparently, this is going to be the first major revision in 17 years. Okay, so what they want to do is right now, the autism disorder includes Asperger's. It also includes another diagnosis, developmental type of disorder. I'm trying to think of the developmental disorder. Pervasive, that's it. Pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified. So what they want to do is narrow the diagnosis down to autism and then probably separate the others. Now, does a person with Asperger's really need to get social services, etc.? Well, the thing with autism is there's so many degrees. You can't say somebody is completely autistic. You can't say somebody is mildly. I mean, there are so many stages. Plus, somebody who could have severe autism could get therapy early and then become less severe. So this is extremely frustrating. Why is autism happening so often? Is it because we're able to diagnose it more? Is it because of environmental factors or radiation or whatever? I don't know. I don't know why autism is on the rise. You know, I know there's many theories out there. None of them have been proven. Autism is a gene type of issue. All right, but is something messing with the genes? We don't know. We don't know. So right now, they did prove today that smoking during pregnancy didn't increase autism. And you want to know what? I would probably agree with that I don't think it's smoking. Because think about it. More people smoked in pregnancy before it was taboo. You know, it started to get taboo in the late 90s. And the reason why I know this is because, maybe even mid-90s. Yeah, probably I think the mid-90s is when they said you got to stop that. So, yeah, we're seeing more and more kids with autism. So I don't think, you know, smoking is an issue either. But what I do know is we have a heck of a lot of them. You know, we really do. And in my family, my sister has 4 children on the autism spectrum, 2 more severe, 2 with Asperger's. Now, like, you know, they're all smart. They're all brilliant. And the 2 with Asperger's doing very well in school. You know, going on, the 2 that were diagnosed severe, 1 has done really well with intervention. The other one still kind of a little slow to, improve, but they need help. They need help. All right. But what's happening here? Well, I understand you do need to revise the DSM. Things do need to be revised. But if they narrow this down, I mean, let me see how many thousands upon thousands of people have been diagnosed. I don't see a number, so I can't see the exact number. But if they're saying 1 in 110 kids now have it, I mean, that's huge. Or your incidence of it, I'm sorry. So, all right, so what do we do? What does that mean? Well, you know, I don't know what this is going to turn into. Are they going to now try to change the diabetes cutoff? Are they going to try to change the blood pressure cutoff? I mean, remember, when I was in training, high blood pressure didn't happen until you were over 140 over 90. As long as you were under 140 over 90, you were good. And then they changed that because they said, look, if you're in the 140s over 90s, you're high. All right, let's, you know, call it like it is. Same thing with sugar. Sugar, yeah, had to be under 140. If you were under 140, you were good. Well, they changed that too. Now they say, no, we got to be strict with that under 100. All right, but look at healthcare costs. Healthcare costs are going up. I predict, all right, that they're just not going to stop with autism. They're going to go, you know what? That blood pressure of 140 is not too bad. That's okay. That diabetes is not that bad. That's my prediction. So maybe this will, you know, transfer to us somehow. But all I know is, you know, we need to enhance awareness of autism, not decrease the parameters of which you diagnose it. Now, how do you diagnose autism? Well, for me, and again, I'm not a pediatrician, I'm a family doctor, but very, very easy to diagnose somebody with more severe autism because they just don't engage. They're in their own world. They're not very communicative. They don't really engage with mom. They don't really engage with you. Like today, though, I saw a child. Oh, she engaged. She hated me. You know, because I was looking in her ears because she had an ear infection and I had to feel her little tummy and I had to look at her little tummy toes. Anyway, she engaged all right. She looked right at me and screamed bloody murder. But she engaged. She knew what was going on. She looked at me. She didn't just kind of wave her head around in disarray like, what's happening to me? And a lot of these kids, before they're diagnosed with autism, they're evaluated for a hearing disorder, a vision disorder, et cetera, because they have trouble engaging. So that would probably be a very easy way to determine it if you don't have any medical training. And then Asperger's. Asperger's, you know, that's a lot more broad. These Asperger kids, I know some of you that watch Glee, you're thinking of that pretty girl that says she has Asperger's. That's not the typical Asperger's. They're kind of making fun of it. Asperger's, these kids, they have kind of a look to them. All right. Many of them are boys. You could have girl Asperger's, but, you know, more people affected seem to be more male. They seem to be more clumsy. They seem to be a little bit more socially anemic. You know, they just don't seem to, you know, just jive and get in with the other kids. They're very smart. They seem to like more odd esoteric things. I don't want to say having Asperger's is that bad, because many people with Asperger's end up being very, very, you know, successful in what they do. You know, they don't, you know, go with the kids and, you know, party on Saturday nights. They're like, oh, I really want to read, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien this Saturday night. And they want to sit there with their book. And so, you know, it's a lot more of a social issue. Like I said, a lot of times you'll have some clumsiness. Some of them will be, you know, more obese. And so sometimes we could just, they have a look to them. And then other people, they don't have a look. And you just notice, you know, they're just not kind of fitting in a class. And, you know, they kind of say weird things. And they just don't know how to fit in. And some of them don't even care how to fit in. And for those kids, I recommend martial arts. I'm like, you know what? They're going to get beat up. All right. So learn martial arts. Plus, it gives you confidence. These kids lack a lot of confidence because other kids have been making fun of them the whole time and they aren't fitting in. So get some confidence. And it also helps them with balance and their inability to be as physically active and athletic as they want to. So I always recommend martial arts for kids with Asperger's. And I think it helps. I think it helps. So anyway, we'll see where this goes. We know we spend a lot of money in healthcare, a lot of money. And these, if the numbers are still on the rise and more kids are being diagnosed with autism, I mean, 1 in 110, I know that's going to be, that it's going to be even decreasing too, or the numbers are going to be increasing, but that ratio is going to be decreasing big time. You know, we do have to prepare. And yeah, one preparation is narrow the diagnosis down. You know, this way we get the severe ones, treatment, and then everybody else, I guess, gets left to the wolves, which I think is absolutely inappropriate. But what do you do? Now, one of the charitable organizations I work with is Fast for Kids, Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. And the reason why we do that, and I'm a part of it, and anything you guys could help or donate, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Anything could help, gift cards, anything, is we do events to try to raise money for these kids so that if they do go to a regular school, these schools can have an autistic learning program. We have there's so many kids on various stages of the scale, the educational scale, and many teachers and schools and institutions just don't know how to educate them. So we raise money for the education. If it's something you could do to help us out, please do. All right, visit my website at Dr. Dahlia. We got another hour coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be safe.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.